Well, this is going to be very exciting for me. This is Jason Sidnett. And before we go any further, of course, I've been appreciative of the Phil Hendry Show podcast and the fact he has respect for ethnicities and minorities and people who are not necessarily a traditional Anglo-Euro descent. I am fortunate in that I have Finnish Scandinavian roots, but my name is Jason Sidnett, and you can well imagine what people do to that name. They
call it Sidnett, right?
They do. They say, "You did you sit in it?" Now, I can look at the people here in the studio. They're getting a good kick out of it. There was a time I got a kick out of it. There was a time when I was very offended by it because I was embarrassed when I was a young person.
Well, when you're a child, people make fun of names, and it's not anything that you enjoy.
No, not at all. And you do, and it hurts, and you take it home with you, and your parents will say, "Here is the origins of your name. Be proud of that." My parents taught me that my grandparents and my great-grandparents were Finnish stock and Scandinavian stock. We don't know where my grandfather on my mother's side is from. And there's no record, in fact, of him at all. We must have had one. We all have a connection to our descendants, but she had no record of her grandfather on her side. And there's very little record of either the grandparents or my father.
So how do you know you're Finnish?
Because my parents on my mother's side have a record of the grandmother, and the grandmother is from Stockholm, Finland.
Stockholm, Sweden.
Stockholm, Sweden?
Yes, that would be it.
And so this was the name. And the reason why I don't want to take too much time with this is because Phil Hendry has always defended people of a different ethnicity. But because I'm a white man and my descendants are from a traditionally white area of the world, Scandinavia. Now, if you look at Scandinavians today, native-born Scandinavians, some are people of color, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. But everyone gets their name, you know, there's not too many people that get Scandinavian names wrong.
Well, I think it's a very difficult, sometimes it's difficult.
There are some names, Nordstrom, well, that's not difficult. No, Nordstrom's not, I don't know, there was an actor, Ingmar Bergman, no one could pronounce that name. You know,
talking about Ingrid Bergman.
Ingrid, well, that was a female, but wasn't there a man?
There was the director, Ingmar, I forget.
Yeah, well, I see your point. Yeah. So there was the director, Inger Bergman, and there was the female actress, Ingrid Bergman.
And there's her daughter, which is Rossellini.
Well, that's not Finnish. That's
That's Italian, because her mother, Ingrid Bergman, had an affair with, or I think was married to, Robert Rossellini.
Okay, so now we're getting into Italian. But the point that I think is essential here is that even when I came to Phil Hendry and I said, "My name's Jason Sidnett," and he didn't bat an eye. He said, welcome to our staff. And I started out as a production assistant on his shows back when he was doing the radio shows. And then I left and I went back to Orlando, which is where I'm from. And it's the reason why I'm here on the show tonight. And I'm extremely grateful to Mr. Hendry for letting me be on here. But my name is Jason Sidnett. And I can tell you at the age of 37 that I've heard every joke there is about sit in it. And I think we're all about done with that. So what I would say is, I know you're probably new to me, and you haven't heard me before, but I can't really sit and take all the Jason Sidnett jokes.
But you understand that they're...
I understand when you first hear my name, it sounds like Jason Sidnett, like someone's telling me to sit down into something.
Well, here comes now, you're emotionally breaking down a little bit.
If you were me and you grew up where I grew up...
Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Belcher, Illinois. Now,
is that near a big city?
No, it was a small town, but the people there were not particularly kind people. Belcher, Illinois is near a couple of plants where they make cheese products. Everybody there was very hardcore. Everyone there was very unhappy. Everyone there was always giving everybody else a hard time. You couldn't get through the day without three or four real quick, hard insults hitting your way.
Well, and you're saying that's because of what? Because of the life they lived?
Well, they spend most of their time in plants making cheese. And then they would go home and they couldn't have I hate to say this, but they couldn't have a bowel movement.
That's because of eating the cheese.
Yes, that's because of eating the cheese. And before you laugh, General.
No, I don't mean to laugh.
No, before you laugh, General. I grew up in this, okay? And while it seems funny to an outsider, it wasn't funny to me. And to grow up in a town where people point at you and say, Jason, sit in it, with the question, they know what my name is. And then they go off to the cheese factory and come home and sit.
All right, here, do you want some water?
Yes, sir, thank you. Yeah, could I jump in? I would rather that, I wanted to do this as a soliloquy, is that the word?
You mean a monologue?
As a monologue, but I was told by Mr. Henry that I would need to have you two coming in. And that this is the third gentleman here, and your name's Mr. Dorton, right?
It's Bud Dickman.
Bud Dickman.
Dickman, okay. And you are saying you wanted to jump in with a comment, and I saw you smiling.
I didn't mean to, sir. I apologize. I just wanted to know, when they talk about Jason Sidonet, which is your name.
My last name is Sidonet. Sidonet.
How do you spell it?
Sidonet. You spell it Sidanet.
Sidanet. Sidonet. Oh, Sidonet.
No, it's Sidonet. I know what you're saying, and I appreciate you trying to sculpt it in a way so it doesn't sound like Jason Sidonet.
Are you sure you can do the show?
Yeah, I can.
I was just going to say, sir, in the town of Belcher, Illinois.
Belcher, Illinois is my hometown, yeah.
And the people there ate cheese?
They worked in a cheese factory, and you can well imagine that during the course of a day, you would eat cheese. You'd snack on it. You'd look at a piece of cheese as you're making this cheese.
Well, how do they, I don't know how they make cheese.
Well, there's an assembly line. There's a processing plant involved. But you can well imagine as you watch blocks of cheese go by, you start thinking, well, I might as well just cut off a piece.
You're really having a hard time.
I'm just having pains. That's not funny.
That's not funny, bud.
I'm sorry.
The young man here was going to offer me a piece of cheese. Where'd you get that?
Just right here in my lunchbox.
What do you mean your lunchbox?
I made myself a cheese sandwich.
I don't know. No, I don't. You can well imagine I don't go for cheese at all. I don't want it, and I don't need it. Not anymore. Not at this point in my life. So,
all right, growing up in this town of Belcher, Illinois, where the people were constipated.
Yes, sir. So they had, they were angry people, and they'd say, there goes Jason. Hey, Jason, sit in it. And these were adults. They didn't know they were hurting a young man. I was a very sensitive young man.
What do you do now, by the way?
I'm a hairstylist. I'm a woman's hairstylist.
What?
Hey, bud, get out of here.
Let's see if he does that again.
Okay.
You're a woman's hairstylist.
Yes, and you can give me the look all you want. You can stare me down.
I don't think there's anything to stare at, sir. I think you've had a difficult life.
Can I ask a question? If you're going to ask me, am I gay? Is that what you're going to ask me?
Yes, I was.
Yes, I am. But I'm offended by the fact that you need that even factors in. That even factors in.
Please don't. Just sit down, sir. Mr. Sidonet, please. All right, so you're a hairstylist and you're gay. Now, the reason why I asked you is because as a young man, you took a lot of grief because of your name, and you lived in an angry town.
Yes, that's really the point of me bringing up Belcher, Illinois. It's a very angry city. People there didn't want to get along with you. You had to prove yourself every step of the way. And then eventually they'd say, all right, sit in it. I guess you can get up out of whatever it is you're sitting in. That was what one of my teachers said.
Oh my God, you think the teachers abused you?
My teachers thought it was very funny. Whatever you're sitting in, Jason, get up out of it. And then I finally said to Mr. Blubin, my name, what was the man's name? This was my economics teacher in high school. I said, Mr. Blubin, my name is Jason Sidonit. And it's a Finnish name, a proud Scandinavian name. And it's got nothing to do with me sitting in anything. And he started to say something, well, yeah, but, you know, and I said, just don't say anything more to me. I was 17 years old, and that's when I walked out of the school for the last time.
Oh, you did, all right, because of the grief you were getting.
Because of that grief. And I finally said, you people have got a lot of nerve to talk to me about my name, Jason Sid, and at least I can sit in something that, you know, all right, I'll be very crude. I can sit in something that just came out of me. You people eat nothing but cheese, and you sit on a toilet all night long, and nothing happens. This is very emotional for you, sir. I can see that you're crying.
Yeah. We had a call from one of our listeners, Rhonda Blowjim.
And they right there.
What?
My name's Jason Sidonit, and this woman's name is Rhonda. Her name's Rhonda Blowjim. Rhonda Blowjim. Do you anybody see that?
See what? What are you talking about? Anyway, she called and she said, it sounds like you're laughing, and we should let the audience know.
Yeah, I suffer from a mild emotional disease, I guess you'd say. It's a psychological disease where I instantaneously, the reaction of sadness is when I'm in terrible pain and terrible depression, my crying sounds like laughter.
But you're actually crying.
Yes. But when I cry and I really cry, it sounds like I'm laughing hysterically. And that's gotten a lot of people to misunderstand me.
But we're here with Jason Sidonit from Belcher, Illinois. A longtime employee of the world-famous Phil Hendry Show production staff, and has joined us on this program because, Jason, you are going to travel to Orlando, where you live currently, with Phil.
Yes.
And we're very excited about that. And you're going to sort of facilitate...
Well, if I can, I'd love to be an assistant to Mr. Hendry, whatever it is he needs. You know, whatever. I know that you had some production needs. I know Mr.
Ryan Stickman. Yeah, I do a lot of production work for Mr. Hendry, but we could always use an extra pair of hands.
Well, that'd be great. Because I think Mr. Hendry is a very talented man, and I've always wanted to work directly on the production end of the show. And up to this point, I was...
Up to this point, you're just being a hairstylist, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Jason Sidonit from Belcher, Illinois, is our guest, and you didn't get into how the cheese fat people being constipated?
Yes.
How did that affect you?
Well, that's what I mean. People walked around angry. You'd see them go into, it's a hard thing to discuss, but you'd see them walk into an outhouse.
An outhouse?
Yes, sir. Because we had in Belcher outhouses out on the street. We had outhouses used by people out doing their business, just in the downtown business section of Belcher. There would be outhouses, a row of them, that people would go in and use. And you'd see them in there for maybe 30 seconds, and they'd slam the door open and throw a newspaper down and keep on walking. And this happened many times during the day. People would go into the outhouse.
But you hear somebody going, you know.
But why don't you shut the hell up? Like, get out of here. Oh, my God. Get out of here.
Well, you know, the young man is being, he's trying to be funny, but it is true.
So you heard the sounds of distress.
I heard, they'd go in, I heard one man,
it's all right, take some water.
I heard one man get up from a diner, one of these outdoor dinettes, you know, you sit on the street.
Yes, sir.
He got up and he said the words, he looked at it, to nobody in particular, and said, finally. He walked across the street to one of the outhouses right there in front of the Belcher drugstore.
Yes.
And I heard him saying, finally, finally, thank God. And he goes inside the outhouse, and about 30 seconds later, the door slams open, and he uses an expletive and says, you know, this, that, and walks off frustrated. Came back across the street, actually, to the diner and ordered another round of apples or something. He said he needed the fiber. I don't know.
Listen, let's take a break here. Let's get Bud squared away. We're talking here with Jason Sidonit from Belcher, Illinois, a member of our production staff, who is going to be accompanying Phil to Orlando and helping him set up tomorrow night, folks. Tomorrow night,
will be the, or I should say tomorrow, but it will be broadcast, be recorded tonight, will be our first show from the banks of the Banana River.
Yeah.
What is that anyway? Is that a joke or something? No, sir, why? Well, what does that mean, the banks of the Banana River?
It means that Phil is going to be actually staying and living in an area where the Banana River is.
All right, well, I'm glad that you mentioned that because the Banana River, well, I don't even want
to. Let's take the break.
Yeah, just go to a break.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com.
Hello, Brad Beanby here for the Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass. It's a lot of fun getting the Backstage Pass and listening to the thousands of hours of wonderful entertainment that Phil has to offer. It's not just the Radio Hall of Fame show, it's Phil's digital content, the podcasts and videocasts down through the years. Thousands and thousands of hours of great enjoyment and entertainment can be yours with the fee of less than $10 a month for 1 month subscription, or, if you'd like, a year subscription that comes out to less than $7 a month. There's no greater value, no greater buy online anywhere. Thousands of hours of the most original and unique podcast that's ever been known to mortal man. In fact, here at the Phil Hendry Show, we have a mind to make sure we get nominated for a Golden Globe.
Hey, what do you think of that, yeah?
Huh?
Well, yeah. Nobody's saying anything because they're like, you're kidding. The Golden Globes will be nominating podcasts this year, and I'll be a son of a bitch. We're going to try to get that done. Thank you and good night.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show at philhendryshow.com. The greatest value online other than porn.
Okay, it is Jason sitting it, and I'm here with...
Now, I just heard a choo-choo sound effect.
You need to turn your phone off.
Well, I'm talking to my sisters.
Now I lost my track of where I was. God damn it.
Well, yeah, I think you were saying something about the... I don't remember either.
No, I don't either.
Well, that must mean that... That must mean that I'm not saying anything interesting.
Why don't you just get back to whatever...
See, I'm getting these messages from my sisters.
Your sisters?
Yeah, a lot of them are giving me advice on Mr. Hendry and Mr. Hendry's cat, Thunder. And,
Why don't you put the phone away?
Well, anyway, as I was saying, I'm going to help Mr. Hendry the mostest way that I can. In any way that I can. But I'm trying to overcome so much of...
Well, when you talk about, you're talking about growing up in Belcher where people were slamming out of outhouses.
They had not had no successful bowel movement.
Why are you still here? Yeah, but who let you back in?
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm sorry, I can't mock my friends, you know.
Do anything to mock them.
Well, I understand you're not, but when you say I'm sorry, didn't have no successful...
He means well, but the kid is always looking for the laugh, you know. He's always shooting for comedy.
This is not comedic. You grow up in Belcher, Illinois, and you see people slamming out of outhouses and going, God, you know, excuse my language, but...
Go ahead.
They slam out of, God damn it, I thought this was the one. And off they go down the street.
And this is because they're constipated.
From the cheese.
Why don't they stop snacking on cheese?
When you have blocks of cheese rolling by you all day long, and the cheese factory, Melman's Cheese Factory... which employs a good 90% of the adult workforce in Belcher, Illinois, and all they do is snack on cheese all day long because there are blocks of cheese rolling by them, and all they do is...
Shit. Why don't you just get out of Belcher?
I have gotten out of Belcher.
He has. He's in Orlando.
I'm in Orlando, Florida, and I have never... I'm in heaven being in Orlando, Florida, because finally I'm in a town... There's a lot of people like me in that town, but when you put a lot of people like Jason Sid in it, in one geographic spot, things warm up, things begin to form, things begin, new ideas, new ways of approaching life.
People coming from towns where they can't...
Yeah, well, they can't take a dump.
But, sorry.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Maybe Orlando's made up of thousands, millions of people who've come from towns where they can't take a dump.
Mr. Sinanet.
No.
He's emotional. And Mr. Sinanet, you've done a very good job tonight. We thank you. Thank you, sir.
Man. You want to... I was going to say, do you want a Pepsi or something?
Yeah. So that is Jason Sinanet. It's Sinanet, not sit in it.
Yes, Jason Sinanet from Orlando, Florida, telling us about his childhood in Belcher, Illinois. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, as we've been talking to people who are instrumental in Phil's career and life here on the Phil Hendry Show podcast.
To get a transcript of today's show, simply write to world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Bank the Banana Beach.
Shit.
What kind of an address is that?
That's what they said.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, Banks of Banana Beach.
Yeah. God.
Yeah, let me get out and jump. This is Jason sitting it. If you want to reach Phil Hendry, you reach me, okay? And I'll make sure that your communique gets to Mr. Hendry.
What if they're busy eating cheese?
I'm going to kick your ass.
Ow.
Why did you slap your own face?
So people would think that you did it.
All right, hold on. Thank you, Jason. This is Jason sitting it. I have nothing to do with these people. Nothing to do with these people.
Well, Jason, you're too traumatized seeing so many people slamming out of outhouses, having not been able to have a healthy movement.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show has been executive produced here by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. General Galen Shaw speaking. I'm Jason Sinanit. Okay?